him, Keenan, Andre Green, you know, of course they're in my thoughts. And as you probably know, you know, I'm never afraid to throw in a young player. Callum has done particularly well, and he keeps catching the eye in the under-23s. He's been with us the best part of the season. But as I've just said to you, you know, the form of Adoma and Grealish and Snodgrass and Keenan, in particular anyway, has been there. So, you know, there's not been a big call for Keenan, for Callum. I understand the clamour now because he's doing so well. But then again, he's done well all season. So he's in my thoughts. He's definitely in my thoughts. He'll come into the reckoning tomorrow. And we'll see if we'll go from there.
It does seem that you've been plagued by injuries from the get-go this season. And yeah, here we are again. Because you've still got to get that momentum going now, having had that
number of wins. Well, Mark, we've been dealt the blow all season.
Yeah.
You know, we've been without Grealish and Codger all season, up until the last six games. So, you know, it's nothing new to us. You know, we've coped admirably without me being able to pick what I honestly believe is my first 11. Never happened. So, that's football. That's the way it is. That's why the squad is the depth it's got. So, all fair play to them. You know, we've been plagued by injuries and we've managed to overcome them. So, let's not make a big song and dance about it now. It is what it is. Let's get on with it. We'd all love to have a fully fit squad. We haven't. Have to deal with it and get on with it like we've done all season.
And Sheffield Wednesday, then, a side that on their day, like anybody, I suppose, can produce a result out of nowhere, but on another day, leave you wondering why they are where they are at the moment.
Well, hey, that's the Championship. A club that's been there or thereabouts in the last couple of years has had a struggle this year. But when you look at their team sheet, you look at the players they've got, and they came to Villa Park, and the only team that beat us this year was Sheffield. So we know what to expect. You know, going to Sheffield Wednesday is never, ever going to be easy. However, I'm quietly confident that we can go and get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Just finally for me, just going back to Grealish and Adoma, how long are you expected to be without them?
We're hoping, if we're going to be realistic, we're hoping that maybe next weekend. Next weekend, Albert is closer than Jack, and I didn't think that would be possible. Right. I didn't think that would be possible. But Jack's got a hell of a calf injury at the moment where it's huge, and he's had a big bleed in the muscle. So we're hoping next weekend, Mark, but we'll have to wait and see.
What do you, Steve, when you've lost that sort of creativity, as you mentioned earlier, does it change your thinking about, because you've always been very positive about going to win a game, does it change your mind thinking, if I get a point, I can keep in touch with people?
No, I think we've got to still try and win, Tom. You know, I think the onus is, if you're going to try and be successful and get out of the league, we've got to have a mindset of going and try and winning the match. Now, you know, the thing that comes into it is, you know, how can we get the team functioning again to make us better and win without the two big players who've been instrumental and been creative? It might be a change of formation. You know, we've been playing a 4-3-3, if that's what you want to call it, with two midfield players, Grealish and Horan, who want to get forward, want to create, want to score a goal. And we've got two wide players in Snodgrass and Adoma who've fitted into it fantastically well. And of course, Hogan's been there or thereabouts in the last few weeks. So, you know, we'll look at this situation. Just had a conversation with my staff now, and hopefully we'll pick the right formation and the right system, because, you know, that's what we get judged on.
What do you expect from Sheffield Wednesday?
Well, it's always difficult going to Hillsborough. You know, they've been a club that's been there or thereabouts, got to the final last year, haven't really hit the heights this year, but that can be the Championship. You know, they've still got some good players. They've had a change of manager halfway through the season, and obviously now different ideas, a different sort of Sheffield. You know, they play three at the back, or they have been, or five at the back, whatever you want to call it. So they are a bit different. Maybe they're a little bit in transition, but when you look at them on paper, they've certainly got some good players, so we'll have to be at our best.
A lot of the fans, and you know, and we've talked about it here, no Grealish, no Adoma, and that's the first thing people talk about. What about the rest of the players? Do they feel the same? Do they feel a little bit less confident when players like that are not around?
Well, you know, up until Christmas, we were without Grealish for 6 months. Codger all season. So it is always the ongoing debate of any football team, who's injured, who's not, can we cope with the injuries? That's why, as managers, we all think that the strength of our squad is vitally important, because sometime in a season, you have to deal with, before we played Birmingham, for example, we didn't have anybody in Norton fit apart from Codger. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden we've got five or six doubts for tomorrow, and we've played three games. That can happen. Two happened in the Birmingham game, and two's happened against Preston in the week. So it can happen. You've got to deal with it, Tom, and make sure it doesn't derail you. And so far, with the injuries that we have had, you know, we've had John Terry missing for 3 months, you know, so we've coped. I hope we can cope over the next few weeks too.
It does test you, doesn't it? The strength of your squad, it tests you.
Yeah, and the one area where you don't want it is the top end of the pitch. The other night, Snodgrass had to come off without Grealish, without Adoma, and all of a sudden now the players and the team that have functioned so well in the real areas of the pitch where it really, really matters up the pitch, are not there. So it does disrupt you, but hopefully not too much.
What does it take? You've been there before. What does it take between now and the end of the season? Because we're coming into a tough time, yeah. You know, where it matters. What does it take, Steve? What does it take for a team to win promotion? What's the difference between those that win promotion and those that fall away?
Well, there's always one of our aspect of always everybody needs a little bounce of the ball and a bit of luck. You know, injuries is one, for example. And also, it's how you handle playing under pressure when it really, really matters. Can you produce a performance? Can you get something out of a game when you haven't played well? When it gets a bit nervous and edgy, because that'll happen. When you're at the top of the league, especially when you come down to the single figures, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, by the end of next week, we'll have nine to play, something like that. And then all of a sudden, the squeaky bum time, as Fergie used to call it, becomes on you, of all teams. So it's handling it and handling the demands and the pressure, if that's the right word, to get the job done.
Your squad, have they got enough of that in
them?
Well,
I sincerely hope so. We've had a wonderful run. You know, we've been struck with injuries, cruel injury at certain times, and we've managed to cope. I hope we can. I hope we've got enough.